in the piyut of Unisana Toikef, in the davening, B'Rosh Hashanah, Yikoseivun, Uviyoyim Tzoyim Kippur, Yechoseimun. The Rosh Hashanah is the Ksiva, and on Yom Kippur is the Chasima. The Shaila is, what is this piyut talking about, that Rosh Hashanah is the Ksiva, and Yom Kippur is the Chasima? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, after Zayin, Shloish Esvarim Niftochin, Tzadikim, Nechtovim, V'Nechtomim, La'alter L'chaim, Tzadikim, the Ksiva and the Chasima is L'chaim, Rishoyim, on Nechtovim, V'Nechtomim, La'alter, Beinan, Tluyim V'Oimdim, Tluyim V'Oimdim, Zochu, so on Yom Kippur, we'll take care of it, Loi Zochu, Loi Zochu, but who has a Ksiva without a Chasima? Memanav Shach, the Tzadikim are Nechtav, V'Nechtam already on Rosh Hashanah, the Rishoyim are already Nechtav and Nechtam on also on Rosh Hashanah, L'ra, and the Beinoni Bechlal doesn't have a Ksiva. Kach donu ha-mefarshim, what is the Gemara going? Someone to say that, no, the Beinoni, even though it says Tluyim V'Oimdim, but the Beinoni is Nechtav already on Rosh Hashanah. And the emphasis says it's Mukhrach. If the Beinoni is not Nechtav Bechlal, so when does the Beinoni get written in? On Yom Kippur, in which Sefer? Other than the Sefer of Tzadikim, other than the Sefer of Rishayim. So what's the Sefer of Beinonim for? Obviously, in the Sefer of Beinonim, there's a Ksiva. There's a Ksiva, and that maybe happens on Rosh Hashanah. And Abizoy, the Piyut is referring to the Beinonim. Svasemis in Rosh Hashanah wants to say a different shot, that besides Tzadikim, Rishayim, and Beinonim, there's also Tzadikim, She'enam Gemurim, Rishayim, She'enam Gemurim, there's other levels. There's another Mahalik that there's a chilik between the Din of Olam Hazeh and the Din of Olam Haba. Lagabi, one of them, it's Taka Nechtav on Rosh Hashanah for everyone, and Nechtav on Yom Kippur. That's the Nafkamina. If on Leil Rosh Hashanah, we're Taka supposed to say Lashana Toiveti Kosev Visichosein, or we're Taka only supposed to say Lashana Toiveti Kosev, because only the Ksiv is on Rosh Hashanah, Lagabi Yenadin. Bechlal, though, on the Beinanim, Tluyim Voimdin, I think we mentioned once, Tluyim Voimdin, this is a word for Nedorim, Tzadikim on Nechtavim, Lechayim, Le with a Shva under the Lamed. Rishoyim, it says La Chayim. La is with a patach under the lamed. Beinanim, Atluyim Voimdim. It doesn't have an akudis yet. That's interesting. The lashon of the piyut. In one of the piyutim on the Yomim Neroim, it says Shloisha Svarim Minukodim. What's Minukodim? Because there's nakudis. The Rishoyim is La Chayim. La is like Loi. The Tzadikim is Le. And the Beinanim is Tluyim. It doesn't say yet what the... What is the Beinoni supposed to do? Is the emesis the Gemara's Lashon in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin? Thank you so much. The Gemara's Lashon in Rosh Hashanah is, the Beinoni is Tali Voimed, Zochu, Zochu, L'chaim, Loi Zochu. How are you, Zoiche? Use your imagination. I would assume if a Beinoni is Mechtza Avoynes and Mechtza Schuyos, so Zochu could be that he tips the scale, adds another mitzvah. But the emesis, if you do it, the Rambam, in Hilchas Tshuva, Peregimel, Alocha Gimel, the Rambam says when he describes the tzaddik, the Rosh, the Beinoni, and on the Beinoni he says he's tali va'oimer ad Yom Kippur im osa tshuva nechtam l'chaim im lav nechtam l'misa. He has to do tshuva makshim the ganze oilam the Reis Hakelim already, and everyone talks about this shaila. Why did the Rambam say dafka tshuva? The emes is the next halacha peregimel halacha dalid. The Rambam ba'arichas talks about that aseres made tshuva are very special days. We say Slichus all 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's the Rambam Shita. Slichus wasn't in Elul. Slichus wasn't the Moitza Shabbos before. It's during these 10 days. It's Mashmadi with Slichus Bashmiris on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. That's the Mashmois and the Rambam. And what? And Shabbos, right? All these 10 days. These 10 days. Unless you'll say a Chiddush. The Levush says the reason our minig is to start Slichus, the Moitza Shabbos before, is that there should be a minimum of 4 days before because of Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And we'll say that's what the Rambam means also, even though he says Lehegim first. These 10 days are the days. But the Rambam then writes that on these 10 days, Noyagin Laharbois, Bechesed, Uve Mitzvahs. The Rambam says, Klar, there's an ingredient to do mitzvahs during this Aseres Mitzvah. But Lagabi the Beinani, he said, Bazon the Tshuva. So there's one Mahalach many Achorayim say, because it's already a new year, it's already a new Cheshbin. It won't help to tip the scale with an extra mitzvah because it's already Tavshin Pei Dalet, it's a different Cheshbin. So that self could be a reason why we don't do mitzvahs. But again, but the Rambam says there isn't any to do mitzvahs. There's another Mahalach, Reb Itzler talks about it a lot in Koich Ve'or. Others talk about this in various neschois. the kirva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that he's waiting, expecting, demanding, encouraging that we should do tshuva, the nisketan tshuva is such a pigam, is such a pigia, is such a chutzpah, is such a merida. It's why you're talking that you'll do a few extra mitzvahs and that will tip the scale. The nish tshuva ketan is the erikster. There's a lashon of a pasuk in Yirmiyah. I saw the Nesiv Yisholem. He talks about the same concept. He brings this pasuk. I'm going to punish you for saying loichatasi. Meila say chatasi. You know, there's a word from the Kotzke. It says tachas hashalay avaratas Hashem alikecha. Meila. So you weren't avaratas Hashem alikecha. You weren't so great. Aber, at least beats a brachin about it. Besimcha over tuv levav. You're happy. You're happy also. That's how I read the pasuk. Hashalay avaratas Hashem alikecha. Onach datzu besimcha over tuv levav. The mashal, the childish mashal that they say for such an akud is the kid comes home with the report card, and in English, he failed. D, and F, I don't know, not a good mark, 50, yeah. Math, 50, this. One thing he got 100, Zimra. He got a frask from the Tata. Why did I get a Zimra? Because you're singing after you flunked everything else, the zings. Then Vaita Rapach, Besimcha V'Tavlevov. So the Adishut, the attitude of that I don't have to do tshuva during these days, that would more tip the scale than anything else. And that could be another teretz why maybe it's not going to help just to be moist of another mitzvah. But again, mitzvah sheni, the Rambam brings that you should do mitzvahs during Aseres Mitzvah. There's also an interesting idea, the Gra in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskins that you're supposed to do Kiddush Levana after Yom Kippur. Dafka after Yom Kippur, when we're with Simcha, that's the time to do it. He brings a medrash like that. We go out and we do Kiddush Levana. The Goyin says no of that Ramah. In Simen Tafresh Beis. The Yeshayim know daf gets kedai to do kiddush levana during aseres mitzvah. Chaparayin, another mitzvah can tip the scale. Oh, but Emma says there's another still. The Lechem Mishnah asks the Beinani. The Rambam says has to do tshuva. Others wanted to say that the Beinani has to be machriyat with another mitzvah. What if the Beinani doesn't do any of that? Beinani goes to sleep. He says, "Wake me up when it's over." Yeah, with the stella door cookies from last week. He's not during aseres mitzvah. You're not putting on the stella door cookies. Wake me up when it's time. He didn't do no mitzvahs, no tshuva. Weiter. V'rav chesed. Mata klapi chesed. L'chore weiter. Sofik nefoshes. L'hokel. He would be menatzeich anyways. Why is it? It's a furish in the Rambam. Loi zachu. Loi osa tshuva. L'meis. Why? If it's 50-50. Say. L'chem Mishnah mutches on this a lot. The nekuda is, we spoke about this maybe the other time, that Rosh Hashanah is b'mes a new slate, a new cheshbin. A person maybe, mitchila was told that he's going to be living 70, 80, 90, 110 years, 120, but it comes in installments. Every year you get a check. Another installment, withdrawing from the bank that you have, the bank of the years. But it's a new cheshbon. You need to get written up a new check. So there's no cheskes chai. There's no sofek lahakel. There's no cheskes chai. The beinani is taka tluyim voindim. The Gemara in Kedushin brings this concept not only the Gabi Aseres Meshuva, the famous Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem. I think it was today's Daf, tomorrow's Daf. I don't know. I'm a little behind. I don't know. La'olam yira adam atzmai shehu chetzi chayiv chetzi zakai, and la'olam yira adam shekol ha'olam hu chetzi chayiv chetzi zakai, and can tip the scale. What's the lashon la'olam? I heard a Mari de Kazach. La'olam yira adam shehu chetzi chayiv chetzi zakai. Now, what does a person do? Even in Tu B'Shvat, not on Rosh Hashanah, even not on Aseres Meshuva. You look at yourself, you say, oh, I'm chetzi chayiv, chetzi zake. What should I do? Go do a mitzvah, go do a chesed, go learn an extra blat gemara, go daven with mukavana. Something, do something, tip the scale. Gevaldik, I did that. And now what? Oh, now? Lo'ilom, you're all the matzmah. Chetzi chayiv, chetzi zake. What should I do? Think about something, do something, add a mitzvah, add a tefillah, add a thing, say a kapitel tilim, do a chesed. And now? Lo'ilom, v'chule. That's the nakuda. Lo'ilom, you're all the matzmah on the chetzi chayiv, chetzi zake. This is the erste nakuda. Now the Rambam said, Mefurish, Perigim Alocha Gimel, that the Eitzah for the Beinani, not being tipping the scale with another mitzvah, tshuva. Of the emes is, Bepashtis, it's a big tumult about it, but Bepashtis, the Rambam Shita is, there is no mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam Shita is, there is no mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam would say, for a mitzvah, Shetzivonu lehisvadois. The Rambam, Hilchas Tshuva, Perig Aleph, Alocha Aleph. Kishayas the tshuva, Chayv lehisvadois. Later on in Perek Zion, when he talks about the Maila of Tshuva, later on in Perek Zion over there, Kvar Hifticha Torah Shebesoif Klal Yisrael Oysim Tshuva, Shenemra V'shafta Es Hashem Alekecha, V'shafta Ad Hashem Alekecha, the Rambam learns it's a Haftocha, not a Mitzvah, V'shafta is a Haftocha. And v'chehenu, there are kamarayas that the Rambam sheet is there is no mitzvah of tshuva. It's something to do. And if you do it, the mitzvah is that this is how you should do it. Gerushin is also not a mitzvah, but it's one of the tariag mitzvahs. If you're in a situation that this is what you have to do to be megarish, this is seder advarim, how you do it. If you're choosing so as such to do tshuva, this concept called tshuva. So it's with vidoy, it's with these gedarim. V'chehenu, there are kamarayas that the Rambam holds is no din of tshuva. Fashteitzich like that will also be miyushiv, the famous kash of the chidah. The chidah asks, why do you ever get malchus? Why do you ever get malchus? For chayvi lavin, every lav is nitik le'essay. Every lav is nitik to the essay of tshuva. To be a lav nitik le'essay. The klal is lav nitik le'essay. Doesn't get malchus. Harbi, terutzim on that. But like the Rambam, there is no essay. On the other hand, the Rambam and Akdama does bring that this mitzvah of tshuva. This theorizes a little bit about it. Donu b'zeh achrayim. But that's Agantia. On Yom Kippur Avada, there's a bazundara chiddush. Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letayreschem mikol chateseichem lefnei Hashem titoru. It's a machlekes rishonim. The Rambam, who doesn't hold of a mitzvah of tshuva, Vaita learns that the titoru over here is going on that the sar la'azazel is mechaper. But Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva learns up, pashtus, if you learn up well, he's saying that there's a bazundara chiv of tshuva on Yom Kippur, of titoru. There's a din of tshuva gansiar, and then there's titoru, there's a chiv titoru. Ma nishtana? What's nishtana, this din of tshuva, that it's cholik from kolimai sashon? You have to know. Maybe stam, we bought Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was closer and is waiting for it. That itself is a bigger mechayiv. I saw once a pshat that a person can do tshuva b'miktsas on some of the averis. On Yom Kippur, there's an inyan of titoru to attempt at least to try to do tshuva on the whole package. Other nishchais to explain what's this bazundar tzvei dinim. But after you could say a chiddush, there's a minchas chinuch. He says an interesting chiddush. Minchas chinuch. We know that the Gemara says in Yuma, in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, the minchas chinuch, he says a fascinating chiddush. He says, we know that the Gemara says that there are chaluki kapara. Sometimes tshuva itself is mechaper. Sometimes you need also yisurim. Sometimes you need even moves. There's different levels. The dalet chaluki kapara. He says all of these dalet chaluki kapara is only by tshuva meira. Tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava automatically right away does everything. It's mesalik the need for all the other chelkei kapara. That's what he says. He has rayas and he boys us that. Kenzain, that's the taitz. Yom Kippur titoru. The mechayiv is to do the tshuva of me'ava. We know that's klar. The Gemara says. Again, this is the main raya of the Minchas Chinuch. There are other rayas, but the main raya the Minchas Chinuch brings. The Gemara says there's a stira. Gemara brings a stira in Memris. One Memra it says, G'doy L'tshuva, Shezadoynis Nasin Shagogois. There's another Memra, G'doy L'tshuva, Shezadoynis Nasin Zechuyois. In fact, the Gemara, it's a stira, Loikasha, Homi Ava, Homi Yira. That's the Gemara. Tshuva me Ava, the Zadoynis becomes Zechuyois. Tshuva me Yira, the Zadoynis becomes Shagogois. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what does it mean, the Zadoynis becomes Zechuyois? How could it become Zechuyois? But if you did a big Aveir of Chorus, Chavi Lavin, Chavi Mises Bezdin, those things, even Tshuva doesn't take care of. You still need Yisurim. You still need other things. How could it be it turns into Shuyas? So there's a lot of Turtzim to that. Eventually, when you have the Yisurim, then other one is Shuyas. Or maybe it can be turned into a Shuyas, but you still get Yisurim. You have to work that out. But the Menachem holds it's a Kasha. He says, how could you tell me that by a Chayvi Krisis, you still need Yisurim or Mavis, whatever you need, and say it already turned into Shuyas? So he says, no, Teretz says, because by Tshuva Me'ava, you don't have these Gedorim. Tshuva Me'ava, you don't need the... And I saw the B'nai Soschar brings this concept that when you do Tshuva Me'ava also, he brings Tshuva Me'ava, it's Nas and Tzchuyas, it doesn't have to go through the different levels. And then he's Ma'arach over there to say that the way to do Tshuva Me'ava is with Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma is Gufa, the way to get the Tshuva Me'ava. We brought a Shena Smach for this Yisoid, the Mari Vail, Tshuva's Mari Vail, he has a different girsa in this Gemara. When the Gemara says there's a steer, if it's Tshuva Me'ava, if it's... Zadoinis Nasan Schuyas, Zadoinis Nasan Shkogois. In his girsa, it was Loikasha, Ho Lishma, Ho Shaloy Lishma. What does it mean, Lishma, Shaloy Lishma? The tshuva was Lishma? Could be. But Kenzain, if you say this word, that Torah Lishma is coming, is tshuva me'ava, that's what the Gemara is saying. Ho Lishma. When you learn Torah Lishma, then it's not a problem. The Menachas Chinuch over there speaks out another Nakuda also. He brings that Avada, the Rambam holds that the Ikar Mitzvah by Tshuva is the Vidoy. Like the Rambam, that is the Mitzvah. There is no Mitzvah of Tshuva. If you choose to do Tshuva, the way to do it is with Vidoy. But Mitzat Sheni, he brings a lot of rise that Avada, it's not Ma'akev, you could do Tshuva without Vidoy. It's a Bazundara Mitzvah called Vidoy. First of all, he brings a Raya, there's a Mechilta. The Mechilta has a Havmini that Vidoy is only in Eretz Yisrael. Darshan's from a Pasuk. How you talking this Tshuva only in Eretz Yisrael? The Pasuk says, from Rochik, Avada this Tshuva even in Chutz La'aretz. How could it be a Havmini? Vidoy is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Bazundara then, Vidoy. Another Raya he brings from the Gemara in Kiddushin Memtes. Gemara says, Hamakadish Asi'isha, Al Manash, that I'm a tzaddik gomer. I feel if he's a Rosh gomer, we're chayshin for the kedushin. Why are we chayshin for the kedushin? Shem, I hear a tshuva. Beliba is the lashon of the gemara. Bedaita is the Rambam. I saw Torah, the chilik. What's this two in the schay? Shem, I hear a tshuva. But he didn't have vidoy. Where was the vidoy? So vayisayis is not ma'akev. That hear a tshuva during that moment of the kedushin. Although there's an interesting ha'ara, the Achrayim ask. And again, the Menachas Chinuch Vayter, right? The Menachas Chinuch we mentioned before. Harei HaMekudeshes HaManash HaNitzah HaGomer. But we know that he was a Rosh that was over even Chai V'Krisus. Even if he was Mahar, Aber, he still needs Yisurim. He still needs these other Chalakim. Teret says, no, Shem Mehira B'Tshuva. Of Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Me'ava doesn't need anything. There's an interesting shayla, the Achrayim ask. The Lashon of the Gemara there is, by Kedushin, Shema Hirer B'Tshuva, right then. Shema Hirer B'Tshuva by Isa Shah. What does he need that for? Hare Mekudeshes Almanas She'en Alayich Nedarim. And she has Nedarim. The din is, afterwards, she goes and she does Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim is Lamafreya. And then the Kedushin's Chal. So they say, Zal B'Zachdo, Hare Mekudeshes Li Almanas Atzadi Gomer. Why does he have to do Tshuva now? You do tshuva next week, next year. Then I'm afraid it's going to be chal. What? Which Taisus? Taisus has the kasha? What? Taisus didn't shatter what? Oh, Davdi Nezer said, okay, Kavar is the answer. However, Kipshuta, the Gemara says that she has Nadorim and you made a Kedushin al Menas, she ain't allowed Nadorim. The Bel Munch is on this a lot. The Gemara says that Smashvi has to do tshuva right then. Ken zayn tzad gomer is nisht. Tzad gomer is nisht. I'll tell you a chiddush. Harei amakudesh is li almenas she'en li chatoim. Yeah, then you could rely on the hell do tshuva afterwards also. Do tshuva afterwards, en li chatoim. Tzad gomer muzayn only if chach, he was mahara b'tshuva then. Demesis is a famous bar from the Kotzker. He says, chosin moichel na'kol avinoisav. The emesis is the chosin's anyways moichel avinoisav. So l'chara, if you really take that for a charf, so then you shouldn't even need shemahara b'tshuva. Chosin moichel avinoisif, if he's not a mahara b'tshuva, you can't connect to that either. Yeah, there's a limit. Aber akaponim, I'll clap you somebody else. Ichteisa. The prat that this chosin is looking for. Harei amekudesh is amenash ani tzad gomer. Ezuch tesois, it's not stam. He wants to get there. Achidish ladina. The Rambam, first Rambam, it's a Gemara, so everyone knows. Harei, a person's makadish isha, you need two edim, l'kiyume. Edis. Kosher edim. What if the two edim were rishoyim gemurim? Rishoyim. What do you do? Vada ain't mukadeshes, right? Why Shem Hir B'Tshuva? Why no Shem Hir B'Tshuva on the Edom? There's the Edom didn't say Al Menash Ani Tzad Gomer, and with like the Kotzker, the Edom aren't Chasanim. Edom aren't Chasanim. I mean, what if they are? Someone asked me, what if the two Edom also punkt al Chasanim from that? Einfall. But you see, it's two different things. There's a Gemara. We mentioned it already, but more Baruch Hava, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav, the Emes brings seven memories of Gedoy L'Tshuva. If you go through the Gemara over there, Gedoy L'Tshuva Shemevi Rifus L'Oilam, Gedoy L'Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKovid, which either means that the Tshuva reaches Kisei HaKovid, or Tshuva can work even Rechman Letzlan, your Aveira touched on Getap Kisei HaKovid. Gedoy L'Tshuva Shezdoinis Nasin Schuyoy, Shezdoinis Nasin Shkogoyis, Shemevi Geula L'Oilam, all kinds of memories. Rav Tzadik writes an interesting Nakuda. He says, this Gemara in Yuma has seven memories about Gedoy L'Tshuva. And the reason there are seven memories is because in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there are 7 days of Tshuva, really. Because you have Rosh Hashanah, 2 days, you have Yom Kippur, Bazunder, and then in the sandwich, then you have 7 days. The Sfarim say that Bemis, each one of these 7 days is supposed to be mechaper on a different day of the week for that year. Nechelku ha, those that nechelku on these kind of topics. Lamashal, this year, the first day of this series of 7 days was, it's always Tzam Gedalias. The first one was Monday. So is it mechaper for all the Mondays? Because that's where it's up to. Or no, it's the first one, so it's mechaper for Sundays. And it goes through. But Akapanam, there are 7 days. And that's why there are 7 members of Tshuva. Adds Reb Tzadik, there's actually a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. Gedoyle Tshuva shemekaras gzar dinoy shel Adam. That's one member of Tshuva. He says, that's the Rosh Hashanah, the Ketshuva. There's Tzvei Dinim. There's the Rosh Hashanah, the Ketshuva. And then there's the 7 members in Masech the Yuma of the 7 members of Gedoyle Tshuva, Lagabe Tshuva, Vaseres Mei Tshuva. And each one of them has a Bazundara Inyan. And you're supposed to take each day to a different level. We'll talk about some of them. We mentioned already a few of them, but we'll go into a different one we didn't talk about yet. One of the 7 members, Gedoy L'Tshuva, Shedoyche Loise Seshebetoyra. Doyche Loise Seshebetoyra. Why is it Doyche Loise Seshebetoyra? Because Pashtis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a Zivug with Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael went away. They went and we got divorced, we got sent away, and we married somebody else, we got involved in Averis. And it's an Avera of Machzir Grushosoy. So how can Hashem take us back? This is a Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Gedoyla Tshuva, Shedoy Chaloises HaShebetoyra. And even though there's an Avera of Machzir Grushosoy, Hashem takes us back. Makshim, the Gedoyla Elim, Rabbi Kvega Frektakasha, the Kapis Tamorim, in Tosefos Yom Kippurim, on Yuma. And many Achronim, they talk about this kasha. Pnei Shu and Ksubis talks about this. A lot of Achronim talk about this. Esei Doi Chaloise says, basics. What's Gidoi L'Tshuva, Shedoi Chaloise says Shebetoira? The basic rule of Esei Doi Chaloise say is, like the Rambam, there's no essay of Tshuva, we said. The Kapis Tamarim, actually over there, this is fascinating for Yevamos, the Kapis Tamarim over there answers, says, no. We have a mitzvah of tshuva. But not the Rabbanu Shlalem. And the Aveir of Machzik Rushasai is also on the Rabbanu Shlalem. Who says one person's essay is like somebody else's love? Hayitochen, sounds familiar, yeah? Hayitochen, an essay of one person is like someone else's love? Avada not. That's a bazunda rechidish of Gedoy L'Tshuva. Azoy zok the Kapis Tamarim. Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger that's quoted in his Hagois on the Kapis Tamarim. He says, what's with Yevamos? In Yevamos, side by classic Yevamos. Classic Yevamos is an essay, is doicha the lois seshesh bakaras of Eshesach. And what's more, when the Yevamos also Chavi Lavin or Chavi Krisis is in it, and that would be essay doicha lois seh. Gival, the essay is only on him and not on her. And you still say essay doicha, so you see essay doicha works anyways. Is that opens up the whole topic? Is taka the mitzvah of Yibam only on him and not on her? Well, I could ask you, is taka the mitzvah of Tshuva only on Klal Yisrael and not on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't know. But that's the mahalach they want to say. The emes is, the Kapis Tamarim then says another teretz. He says he didn't understand. We're not discussing the aveira of machzir grushosoy. It's a soita, shezinsa. That's the gedder of Klal Yisrael. And soita, if you don't understand it well, is a lav and an essay. And ein essay doicha lois essay ve essay. And that's the chiddush of gedoy l'tshuva. Frek the Kapis Tamarim. Aber, why is it a soita? We're oynis. Yetzer hara. Oynis. He says, yeah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kayin. Kayin is usher even ba'aynis. Yeah, but by Kayin ba'aynis, there's only a lav. There's no essay. So now we're back to the kasha. Ein essay doicha lois essay. Essay doicha lois essay is basics. Har be'yesh l'harcha v'zeh, but I want to just tell you one nekuda that I was mokam l'hizgadr by. I wanted to have shekler, a dvar chiddish. You have to know what's the din. If an isha was mezana tachas violet, she's a soita, and he divorces her. And then he takes her back, so it's also Machzik Rushasai. If you know the sugi well, the same pasuk that teaches you the lav of Saita is the makar of the lav of Machzik Rushasai. Is it two separate lavin, or is it one lav, because it's the same pasuk? If it's two lavin, efshe, that's the chiddush. Maybe Klal Yisrael's status, klapi, with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, is it's also Saita and it's Machzik Rushasai. And the chiddush of Gedoy L'Tshuva is that it's Doicha two lois essays. Gedoy L'Tshuva, even though it's Doicha two lois essays. Homiyas, that avada is mevur in the Gemara there, that Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a zivug. And it's a question if it was gerushin or znus, but this is Indian of zivug. And if you do, they say over from Rabbi Leibel Eger, the enikel from Rabbi Kveger, Rabbi Leibel Eger said, the following. He said, we know there's a famous Rishon, his name is Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or HaGoyla. Why is he called Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or HaGoyla? Because this Rabbeinu Gershom lit up the Golas for us. Kipshutoi. Because he made two takonis. One is that a person's not allowed to be Megarish Ishtoi Bal Korcha. Because Be'ikara then a person can be Megarish Ishtoi even Bal Korcha. And he was Mechadish, no. Ain Gerish in Bal Korcha. Takonis Rabbeinu Gershom. Another takona is that a person's allowed to be Moisef Isha, more than one wife. And Rabbeinu Gershom made a takona, only one wife. Says Rabbi Leibel Eger, that this two takonas of Rabbeinu Gershom mamish light up the Golas for us. Imagine we're in Golas for so long. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take a different Ummah. Maybe he's going to send us away against our will. Zok Rabbeinu Gershom? No. Takonas Rabbeinu Gershom. You can't. I don't know if we spoke about it the other week. We spoke about Atem, Nitzavim, Hayoim, Kolchem, and the power that looked in that pasuk. We said many pshatim actually, but I don't know if we said this pshat. Nitzavim, Hayoim, Kolchem is Hinoch. Hey, Nun, Chof. Hinoch, Yofer, Rayosi. Hey is the middle letter in the concept of numbers adding up. Aleph matches up with its counterpart, Tes, adding up to 10. Aleph goes with Tes, Beis goes with Ches, Gimel goes with Zion, Dalet goes with Vav, Hey stands alone. The same thing for the tens. Yud, Tzadi, Bechule, Nun stands alone. And then, of course, after Tav 400, Mansapach letters continue till 900. And Chof Soifi, an end of Chof is 500. So the letters He, Nun, and Chof Soifi are the letters of that stand alone. And they stand alone because Klal Yisrael stands alone and connects to the Bashefer. That's Hinoch, Yofer Ayosi, and it's the Rosh HaTevis, Nitzavim, Hayoim Kulchen. And Avada, that's what Tshuva is. Tshuva is that we come back close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The truth is that we come back closer to ourselves. Because who are ourselves? The true self. Achelik alakami mal. Kipshuta, yeah, that's who be'emes we are. So tshuva is that we come back to ourselves, we come back to our connection with the zivug, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's gedoyla tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod. And yes, if the relationship gets reignited to the extent that it could even become zedoynois nasin schuyois, as we spoke out. Although I saw the Chassam Sefer talks about this Shaila, let's say a person, Ichveis, he was places where he wasn't supposed to be. And I don't know if he did Averis Chamuris, but it's a place where other people may be doing Averis Chamuris or Kaponim. It's not the place he should have been. Then he does Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Me'ava. Zdoinus Nasim Schuyas. He was in the Bismedish. Mamish, he was in the Bismedish. All good and well, but there's going to come Edom Zoyimim. People are going to come, the two Edom, Malachim are going to come. Imanu Ayisem! Imanu Ayisem! You were with us in Mamila, wherever you were there. You were with us. Imanu Ayisem! How does this Zoyimus Nasim Schuyos take away the Imanu Ayisem? That's the reason why it's not the kunst to say, Echte, the Oshav Me'ava. That's not the way to do it. We said that Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Me'ava comes from and is the source of Torah, Torah Lishma. We said the Marival before. Heard a Marita Gazach, I heard once from an Adam Godel, a Rosh Yeshiva of a Litvish Yeshiva, and he said, you should know the Chassam Sofer on Kol Nidre night said Sheklali. He said Sheklali. Sheklali. With the Sukkah that they were learning, wherever they were up to. If you started from Elizman, so they were probably, whatever Masech does, they were probably up to that. A few days, Tezvav, I don't know how much you do in Elizman. But wherever they were up to, he said, Shira on the Sugi Hanilmat by Yeshiva. And he wanted to bring out that's Torah. You know, it says in the Machzor, we say, Tshuva Tfilat Stok is the same as, there's a rem as Koil Tzayim Momon. Yeah, why doesn't it say Torah? Tshuva Tfilat Stok, what about Torah? Torah says Koil Tzayim Momon, all three together, is Gematria Zois. Each one is 136. Koil Tzayim Momon. Each one is 136. Walter Zaman at Zois is Torah, and he wanted to bring out Avada, even on Spitz, Bitzum Shel Yom Kippur, Torah. Emma says I was once speaking to a Choshava Rebbe, an Admor, the Heilige Yitaka, I'm close with, and he told me he should know about the Chassam Sofer Moitzi Yom Kippur. For 48 hours, he wasn't able to learn. He was writing Shirois Visish Bochis. He wasn't Baha'i Al-Murachal. And he would write poems of Divrei Shir V'Ava V'Gaguim to the Bashefer. So I had this theory. This guy was telling me the Chassam Sofer was actually Klali in Kippur. And the Rebbe is telling me, so the emphasis is each one, Volk Given Fakeret, you know, I don't know, but the Litvish Rosh Yeshiva told me that he said Shir Klali. There's a Machloikis. I'm clearing Efshar Slan a Machloikis. One was talking about Leil Kol Nidre, and one was talking about Moitzi Yom Kippur. Avada. On Leil Kol Nidre, we're still before the process of going through what this is going to be. So then he was still holding in the sugya. Then it was Bein Azman. No, it's a different part. But then it was already Mamash seeing Shiras Mishbachis. In Zohar state, on the Pasuk and Shirashira, Manila Doidi V'doidi Li, which is Rosh Tevis Elul, that's, you know, from the Shlah, but Haroya Bashoishanim, a Shoishana, the Zohar explains, in a few places, has 13 petals. And that's Kenega, the Yud Gimel Midoy Shel Rachamim. And that's why we say so many times during Aseres Metshuva, and even more so on Yom Kippur, Keseder again and again, we're saying the Yud Gimel Midoy Shel Rachamim. The Sfarim explained that the Yud Gimel Midoy Shel Rachamim are parallel to the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatoyer and Adreshes Behen. There's a connection between the two. Because we're saying Tshuva, Tshuva Me'ava, Tayr Lishma, it's Hainuach, it's the Yud Gimel and the Yud Gimel. And Beidah Tzazamin is Taka Havayis, Chavav. Yeah, Beidah and Yonim, the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, with Yud Gimel Midah Shatoyer and Adreshes Behen Tzazamin. Tzazamin is Shem Havayah. But as we're saying, this Gimel Midah, it's just an important Nakuda to know. There's actually Machloikis, which are the Midos? Is the Shem Yud Kei Vavke part of the Midos? Or maybe only the second Yud Kei Vavke? And according to many, only the word Kale starts the series of Midos. It's Kedai to have in mind to say from Hashem, Fulvanaki, and have in mind Lefi Kol Hadeis. It should poil what it has to do if we don't know exactly. But it's Taka, a big Machloikis about how to set it up. But there's an interesting Nakuda. Many say that this Matana, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megala to Moshe Rabbeinu about Yud Gimel Midos, is we say them. You push it, say the Yud Gimel Midos, we say it with fervor, we scream, we say it with a lot of kavana. I don't know, screaming and kavanas do different things, but whatever's my you, and we want to say these Midos. But on the other hand, many Sfarim talk about that it's not just that you're supposed to say the Midos. The Lashon of the Gemara is my Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Asei Lefanei Kasei Derazeh, it's that you should act upon the Midos, be a Rachum, be a Chanon. The whole Sefer Torah, the Vayra Barichas explains what these Midos are and what they represent and how we can relate to it and maybe connect to it. Oh, but there's a famous verse from the Afla, the Bnei Sasko brings the Merit Gazach. The Afla says like this. Kale is one of the Midos. Now what's kale? How do we do kale? Racham, I understand. Be Racham on some. What is kale? Kale, which is one of the Midos, Hoyrei Salonu Loimar Shloish Esrei. That's a Hoyra from the fact that kale is one of the Midos and that's not something we can actually do. So that's Hoyrei Salonu, that's Taka Hoyra for us that we should know that even saying the Midos. But Akoponim, the Arbit now is Tshuva Me'ava, that's Doinus Nas and Tzchuyus, which we say L'chayra can become Al Yidei Torah. On the other hand, there's Sfarim that write that Be'emes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is Aseres Yimei Tshuva Mi'yira. It's because it's days of Yira of a Pachad. But after Yom Kippur, is Ne'ilah, then we lock ourselves into the Sukkah, and we go through those days. Those are the days of Tshuva Me'ava, till Hashanah Rabbah. So the Sfarim say that's why it's called Simchas Beis Hashoyeva. Because the Chatoyim that we threw into the water, by Tashlich, then Adrabah, when it finally is Doinus Nas and Schuyos, it's Doinus Nas and Schuyos, it's you're able to be Shoyev back. You're able to be Shoyev back, the Chatoyim that turned into Schuyos. We should talk about Zoicha to get to such Madregis and reach Tshuva Me'ava. We should be able to come close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and utilize very, very importantly these days. It's a whole, we have Friday, we'll have Shabbos Shuva, and then first Erev Kippur. It's Mamish, a whole Ma'arechet still of days that Mamish are golden and we should utilize them correctly. V'siyat Nishmai.